In May 2024, when the financial world is a whirlwind, a surge of revolutionary wines blows across different institutions, changing the basic structure of what they charge and the services they offer. Get ready as we provide the noteworthy updates that are now unfolding. Ichii Bank Service Charges Revision. Look, the prestigious Ichii Bank has engineered a massive modification of service costs. Get ready to negotiate a maze of change transactions, where the use of ATMs, debit cards, checkbooks, IMPS, stop payments, and attestations of signatures have all experienced a transformation of fees. Debit card costs are now as low as 99 rupees for the charming Grameen terrains and as high as 200 rupees for ordinary locations, once freely available. Checkbooks now have a 4 rupees fee per leaf after the first 25, with a 25,000 rupees transaction restriction. Once as free-flowing as a river, cash transactions are now limited to 3 transactions per month at the home branch. After that, there's a narrow path with fees totaling 150 rupees each step. Like mysterious constellations, IMPS fees change based on the size of the transaction. Stop payments for checks require a ransom of 100 rupees per check. And issuing duplicate passbooks costs 100 rupees plus an extra 25 rupees per page for the holy updation. Fear not, only 3 of these menacing ECS knock debit returns are permitted to stock your accounts each month, with each occasion levying a 500 rupee fine for financial transgressions. The cost of replacing a lost or damaged card is 200 rupees. It's like watching a phoenix rise from the ashes. And behold, like a menacing ghost, a 1.8% surcharge hovers over railway bookings. Take comfort in the haven. Authentication of signature and photo, a service provided for the nominal fee of 100 rupees each application. However, take caution when navigating the perilous waters of cash deposit fees, where a fee of 50 rupees per transaction is hidden and awaits gullible victims at predetermined times and locations. Yes Bank, in the meantime, alterations rippling across the placid waters of savings accounts occur within the world of Yes Bank. Requirements for minimum average balances are constantly changing, with each type of account carrying a different burden and a symphony of fees for those who dare not comply. Yes Bank credit cards, which were once kind partners, now carry a hefty 1% fee on utility bill payments that go over pre-established thresholds. This fee is intended to weed out the unnecessary. IDFC First Bank. Let's go on to IDFC First Bank, where a 1% tax and the menacing presence of GST hover over cumulative utility bill payments that exceed the elusive 20,000 rupees threshold. However, some credit card kinds are protected from this fee in the midst of the storm array of hope amidst the chaos. Mutual Fund KYC Norms Update. Not to be overlooked is the strict directive of the Mutual Fund KYC Norms, which states that investor names must coincide with the holy words on their PAN cards as of the revered date of April 30th. Beware of those whose names deviate from this holy alignment. Their applications will be thrown into the pit of rejection, serving as a clear reminder of how crucial accuracy is when it comes to new investments. As institutions try to make their way through the maze of rules and maintain their viability in the always-changing financial ecosystem, these developments, my dear readers, are simply the tremors signaling a seismic shift in the foundation of banking practices. Get ready, because change is blowing hard and relentlessly.